That's the Black Angels from their new album. It's called Death Song, and that was Currency. We had Ty Siegel before that, and you're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I am Juliet Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you this evening. We have a couple of really cool things happening on tonight's show. Later on, we'll be talking to some filmmakers from Wright State University that are participating in the Big Lens Film Festival. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But first, we have live music for you. I got to see these guys at Jilly's earlier this year, and they rocked it. And I am so excited to introduce them to you. We'll get to know them a little bit, talk about what they're up to and where you can see them in the summertime. But first, we're going to hear a couple of live ones from the High Notes. Take it away, you guys.
She shaves her arms, she shaves her legs. She got tattoos down, don't be alone. She loves her song, lives in the lawn. I need a heel when she is gone. She loves to scream at crack of dawn. Breaks the nerves and hip, breaks the bone. She says you're just like, and now face your fight. Never came back. Oh, it was jet to jet to jet, jet black. Full of thrill, I bet fast. I sat there that day. I didn't care if she ever came back. Now it's a little too fast, but we're still going anyway. Hey, you mean money, money, that's on fire in my soul, man. If a dollar ever show, transcend me, I will love.
Called Dang Dude. This next one's called Spacey One. Blackout with a Spacey One. Hitch a blue-eyed trip around the sun. I'm fast as life, we grasp the years. Destinations on the left while shit up here. I was lost on the outskirts of outer space, and I had no real business in that kind of place. Searching for love, lost in orbit. While I'm out here, I said, hey.
The High Notes, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome, you guys. So happy to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. So tell me a little bit about how the four of you kind of first came together to start making music.
Well, it's a little bit of a story. The band started, we'll take you back to 2011, and I had always been, since from the age of about 14 to about 20, I'd been a one-man band. And so I started listening to some like old blues cats, like old like acoustic blues. So I got the hankering for wanting to get a blues band together. So I was on the prowl for a guitar player. Finally found one. We found a drummer. We had everything going. I'll summarize it. Long story short, the guitar player got in a bad relationship and ended up hightailing it out.
You know, as you do.
Yeah, we didn't hear from him. And so, you know, I was kind of left to wonder. I was in two bands at the time. I was also in another band, singing for another band called Dirty One. So I kind of had that to keep me entertained. And then Dirty One kind of dissipated as well. And so I was left with my first true love, the High Notes. You know, I was the singer, and this guitar player and I had written so many songs together and was kind of just determined to keep the name alive and keep these songs alive and to not die with that music trapped inside me. You know, I had to get these songs out some way or another.
Long story short, Craigslist.
Craigslist. And so I moved to Tip City. I run into Evan, and him and I went to high school together. He came to my school for 1 year in 10th grade, and really stood out in my mind, like the talent show for the high school. Like, he was the new kid. He wanted to play Cocaine by Eric Clapton, and it got banned at the last moment. And so I had remembered him, and I'd seen him at a local grocery store. I asked him if he was still playing guitar, told him I was trying to keep this band alive. And he said, yeah. And him and I started jamming, and we started jamming with his good friend, who's now my good friend, Logan, and really had a good connection. And we found Landed a few months after that on Craigslist in the musicians category, and here we are now.
That's where I linger.
And so once you got all of the players in place and you guys started working together as a band, was it sort of older songs being transformed for the four of you, or were you guys starting to write together as a band, or a mix of the two?
Awesome question. Yeah, it was definitely a mix of the two, because Evan initially came to the table and he had all kinds of cool riffs, all kinds of rock and roll riffs. So that song we just played, Spacey One, that was Evan throwing that to the table, like one of the first rehearsals him and I had together. And then, you know, we also had a lot of songs that I had written with the old band, but, you know, I was always like the lyricist and came up with a lot of guitar riffs. So I felt, you know, I had some ownership to these songs, and I felt I should keep them alive. So, yeah, it's been, and since then, Evan's always, he's always bringing riffs to the table, and yeah, it's definitely a fair mix. And, I think we, what's that? Yeah, yeah. We always learn a lot from like the free jam when, you know, somebody just starts going off on something and
see where it takes you.
Yeah, that's how you create a lot of new things.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Very cool. So, in talking about songwriting and jamming and all that good stuff, I understand that you guys just recently did some recording, work towards a demo. So, how was that same mix of new stuff, older stuff, stuff you had written together, stuff that, you know, kind of got transformed from the older project?
Yeah, we actually kind of had a list, and you know, we kept changing things and kept adding different things, and we paid a certain amount of money for it, and we kind of looked at it like it's not like an extreme amount of money, so let's kind of just
see what comes out.
See what comes out and take advantage of the situation. So we did 9 songs, and it's kind of just like a really refined rehearsal session. We did all the instruments live, then we did the vocals separately. So it's just it's like a cool raw take. It's nothing official. It's not, there's no artwork or anything to it yet, but it's something that, you know, it can represent where we're at now and where we're going, and once we figure out what we like on that demo, I think that's where we're going to go and decide that we'll do a 10-track with the artwork and all the sleep.
Better production.
do it up proper.
Yeah. Put a little bit more money into it.
That's
but,
fair.
But for now, yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was a really great exercise for all of us, and it was a really good learning experience, and everything turned out great. Everything was really cool. We're excited to share it. It's still in the process of being mixed and mastered, but
cool. So we'll maybe look for that a little later on this year, as the weather gets warmer.
Yeah, just within the next 2-3 weeks.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
We'll be sharing a few things. Yeah.
Awesome. So once you have the demo out there in the world, obviously, you know, having something recorded can open a lot of doors, you know, to possibilities for gigs and things like that. Are you guys looking to get out on the road this summer, or kind of stay regional, or are you just going to kind of see what comes your way?
I think we're thinking regional.
Regional? Yeah.
And I think at this point where we're at, We're in a really creative state, you know, where every practice someone's throwing something out in free jam, and I've got so many lyrics to match anything. So, you know, we're always creating, and, you know, we've got like five, six, seven other new songs, new riffs with lyrics and stuff that we're working on. So I'd like to keep adding to our repertoire, you know, keep things going.
It seems like you guys are in that really kind of fun place for a band where you're together and you're working well together musically, and you're kind of locked in, and now it's like, okay, who do we want to be? What do we want to become? And there are a lot of directions you can take it. Because when I'm hearing you play, there's definitely that blues influence there, but there's that garage rock influence, a little bit of psychedelia sprinkled in there, and it's kind of like you could take any of those things and make one or the other more prominent, or just kind of run with that mix, and that's going to be entirely up to you guys as you evolve and progress. So that's an exciting spot to be in.
Yeah, definitely. And that's kind of why I was saying it's so much fun right now at this point to just keep like creating and just keep refining, is another way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Refining these new creations that we're coming out with each and every rehearsal. And we like to rehearse 2-3 times a week, usually twice a week. And, yeah, it really is exciting because, you know, we don't feel like we're necessarily limited to any kind of category. You know, we can be diverse. And
we can be a Tribe Called Quest.
Nice reference. Yeah.
Well, and folks can experience you live June 17th. That's at the Courtyard Lounge out there in Inglewood. That should be
awesome.
Should be a fun one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if folks want to keep tabs on where you're going to be throughout the summer, and of course, take a listen to the demo once it's out and available for the world, where should they do that?
Find us on Facebook. Just type in the High Notes. Type it in Reverb Nation. So far, no other bands are taking that name, so it so pops up. We're right here in Dayton.
There's a music acapella group on Glee called.
Oh yeah, Glee.
We don't want to get sued.
But yeah, we got a few different places. A lot of some of the older tracks, like I said, they're still on Reverb Nation and Bandcamp, and you can find our page on Facebook. But we're planning on updating all that soon. You know, we got some new photos and some music videos on the way, and like I said, mastering some tracks and putting those out there for people.
Cool. Well, we've got a link up to the High Notes Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can go there and connect with these guys. But what do you think? Shall we give them some more live ones before we send them off to the internet?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We've got the High Notes in the house. They're going to be playing on June 17th at Courtyard Lounge. That's out there in Inglewood. And we've got details about that and ways to connect with them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. But don't go too far, because these guys have, I think, 3 more live ones for us. Take it away, you guys.
All right, this one's called Find Yours. about the future. This one's a blast hit. I wrote it sitting on the toilet. It's called Lightning and Vines. Well, I was taking my time. That's what I'm doing. I feel fine. Well, I was running awfully slowly. About what I've been doing.
Did I hear tell that you guys were thinking about doing a third song? I heard a rumor. You want to do one more?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. The High Notes are here on Kaleidoscope.
This one's called Money for Cash. Check, check. Yeah, it's one for you, and I'm gone. Fell in love with a Middle East man. I guess I just don't understand all the lies in the plan. Would you sell him the money? Would you sell him the cash? Would you sell him the money?
On Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Check them out June 17th. They're going to be at Courtyard Lounge in Inglewood, and keep an eye out to their social media. They have new demos coming very, very soon. We've got links up to connect with them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You guys, thank you so much for coming in tonight. That was awesome.
Thank you for having us. So much fun.
Check out The High Notes, all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We're going to go back to the recorded music right now with this one from Future Islands. This is from their new album, and it's called Time on Her Side.
It seems like